Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The right fielder, Val Heim. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Mueller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting sixth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Pofahl. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Scarborough. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ray Scarborough. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Val Heim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heim hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Clary fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Case steals second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive to center field. Mueller throws towards the plate. Dickey fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dickey. Case scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Senators. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Heim settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Spence moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spence scores. Evans moves to second. It's 2-0, Senators. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller takes first base on ball four. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Dickey settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Dickey. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Case hits a line drive into right field. Heim settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Val Heim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heim is 0-for-1 in the game. Heim hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spence moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Heim. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Spence scores. Estilella moves to third. It's 3-0, Senators. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball four. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Heim settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Estilella scores. One out. It's 4-0, Senators. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0-for-1 in the game. Clary hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Vernon moves to third. Evans moves to second. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0-for-1 in the game. Pofahl hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarborough takes first base on ball 4. Vernon scores. Evans moves to third. Clary moves to second. It's 5-0, Senators. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a line drive towards the mound. Scarborough catches it and throws to first to double up Appling. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Estalella hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Mueller is chasing the ball. Estalella rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 6-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon bunts towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Webb moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clary takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Pofahl hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clary moves to third. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Scarborough hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clary scores. Pofahl moves to second. It's 7-0, Senators. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Spence hits a line drive into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Valheim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heim is 0 for 2 in the game. Heim hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary misplays the ball. That's an error on Clary. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mueller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Wieland now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ed Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland hits a line drive into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pofahl hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Heim picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a triple and an error on Heim. Pofahl moves all the way to home. It's 8-0, Senators. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Scarborough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Case moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Estilella hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan misplays the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Val Heim. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Vernon moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Evans moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. It's 9-0. Senators. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Sullivan scores. It's 11-0, Senators. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clary moves to second. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Scarborough bunts for an out with unknown description. Clary moves to third. Pofahl moves to second. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clary scores. Pofahl moves to third. It's 12-0, Senators. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Spence hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mueller. Spence reaches second base with a double. Pofahl scores. That run is unearned. It's 13-0, Senators. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Estilella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spence scores. That run is unearned. It's 14-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 14, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 3 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Lodigiani moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 3 in the game. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Lodigiani moves to third. Mueller moves to second. Leo Wells pinch hits for Ed Wieland. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.